You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. We are live on Sports Grid Monday night. I'm Kevin Walsh with you here for the next 2 hours where maybe we could get some breaking NBA news. It is certainly on the board as there are teams that need to get some deals done. We have plenty of big moves that have been made within the last 24 hours, and the fallout is monstrous. We'll break that down here as we get things going tonight. We will also talk about the U.S. men's national team, who have a monster game against Uruguay later tonight. A lot up in the air for that group. There is some action to be had as well on the WNBA slate and what is a two-game baseball board, with the third game having already finished up. Let's go quick pick. Let's go Mets Nationals. And let's go James Wood over the 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs, plus 120. You might see it and say, I can't believe he's already back to having a National with the play of the day. But James Wood hasn't burned me yet. He's not this Mackenzie Gore. He's not this Joey Meneses. He's not even this C.J. Abrams, who actually is usually pretty good for me. I don't mind his 1.5 hits, runs, RBI at minus 130. James Wood is meant to be a superstar in this league. That is the idea. The spot for me here tonight in a lefty-lefty matchup, he crushed lefties playing in the minors. Peterson, a lefty himself, struggled against left-handed bats. This is fantastic. At a plus price. He goes wild tonight. We may never see this number again. We're involved. Now, let's talk Klay Thompson. Let's talk NBA free agency, because the Western Conference champion, Dallas Mavericks, get the job done and bring in Klay. Thompson no longer being a Warrior is certainly an adjustment. Though the Warriors, if you look at it, since Kevin Durant left, had one obviously great year where they won a title, and everything in between had been up and down. And some of that could be tied to Klay's play. You look at last year's statistic, basically 18 a night, at moments pushed to the bench, that field goal percentage at 43.2. With Klay, you always judge it a little bit differently just because we know how much of his shooting comes from beyond the arc. It's still efficient, even if on the face it may not look it. But when we try to evaluate, what does this mean for the Dallas Mavericks? Did the Western Conference champs make a good decision? Did they make the right move? Did they get the guy that could put them over the top? Well, if you look at the Mavericks and their pricing right now in the market, bringing in Klay actually didn't change a ton. This 10-1 was already kind of the number. Now, the Mavericks' price had dropped a little bit from when everything kind of reopened, but this is not a team that came crashing down. We saw bigger moves for the Knicks or the Sixers, who we'll talk about in a bit, when they made their big star signings. You see the 5-1 number out there for this team to win the West. That is much shorter than where it was preseason, when we, of course, got involved with the Mavericks and were able to cash that future. But if we stack this team up and we look at their decision Because not only do they bring in Clay, but they've lost Derrick Jones Jr. They've replaced him. The idea is with Naj Marshall, but Marshall won't be starting for this ball club. Clay goes into the starting lineup. The expectation is probably Lively starts over Gafford, and then you round that out with Luka, Kyrie, and PJ Washington. And on the surface, I liked that the Dallas Mavericks did not rest on their laurels. While they did make the they did make the NBA Finals, their offense was very underwhelming. It only showed up for one of the five games that they played against Boston. So this team did need to make improvements, and I constantly hit on throughout this series, it was the offense that was lacking. So you bring in Klay Thompson, and the offensive upgrade over Derrick Jones Jr. is obviously fantastic. The thing is, you have now unquestionably changed the makeup of your basketball team. Klay has to guard the opposing team's best perimeter option. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Anthony Edwards, Devin Booker, Jamal Murray. Now Klay has that task. Thompson has not been an elite two-way player in some time, which, again, it's passable of where he is in his career, but that is a very big change because you're not sending Luka to guard these guys, nor are you sending Kyrie Irving. And when you look at the challenges for the Mavericks roster, it's actually this pairing that makes things a little bit more difficult than bringing Klay Thompson in. If you think back to the conversations at times that happened of the best offensive backcourt, Luka and Kyrie, it kind of hit on this idea of what they can be offensively, maybe what they are offensively. However, the big issue for this team in the finals, or one of them at least, was Kyrie was more often bad than good. You, as Kyrie Irving, can't have your water turned off because of a bad matchup. And it happened, by the way, multiple times, also against Oklahoma City. The Mavs were able to get through. But now you have a situation where Klay Thompson, who is certainly no longer a defensive force, if not a defensive liability, has to guard the opposing team's best player. That is worrisome. It is. Can Derek Lively turn into an elite, otherworldly shot blocker and a defensive presence in time? Is he ready to do that right now? I'm not sure. Does that mean that Daniel Gafford remains in the starting lineup? Maybe. But still, he's not playing more than 22 minutes a night. And you are also now very much so banking on PJ Washington being a near all-NBA defense caliber guy for the other best player that he's going to get lined up with. Again, for Dallas, I'm not saying they should have got Kyrie Irving. But they are going to have to be honest with themselves, and to a degree they were, because they pushed in four more moves to try and make this team better. But I don't think it is a slam dunk that this will accomplish it. I don't. And again, don't tell me about Naj Marshall being there. When are you running that lineup out? You throw in PJ on the bench, it doesn't solve a thing. Are you benching one of them? Doesn't solve a thing. It just doesn't. Or you can bench Klay or Kyrie, but you still then end up in a very odd spot. The reason, though, that I would in no way call this an unmitigated disaster, because I think that would also be a far too big of an overstep, is Klay Thompson is still one of the best shooters in basketball. And Klay then will continuously be given open looks by Luka Doncic and Kyrie to a degree. Luka generates open threes all the time. He just does. And if teams don't crash off Klay, then Luka and Kyrie will have much easier drives to the cups. The Mavericks also, though, have one of the best things of going for them that you can possibly have, which is natural progression. Luka just gets another year better. Derek Lively gets another year better. And it can make up for other areas in which you might drop off. The story of Klay going to Dallas is not just his arrival in Texas. It's the fact that he's not going to be a Warrior, and also that he's not going to be a Los Angeles Laker. The Lakers' ties to Klay were robust. We heard that this team had LeBron call Klay at six on the dot. LeBron willing to take a sizable pay cut in order to make this happen. Well, it didn't happen. and LeBron and the Lakers continue to sit well back of where these other top teams in the West are priced.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
COTA's your OKC's, your Denver's. So, can the Lakers make a move that closes the gap? Ultimately, losing out on Klay, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. I would have liked the chance for it. Fits perfectly next to LeBron. And I think J.J. Redick would have continuously loved drawing plays up for Klay Thompson. This can't be how it ends, though, for the Lakers. Tenet, we'll hit on this and Paul George and the Warriors next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here, Game Time Decisions. There are so many NBA teams right now with moves or trying to figure out their next moves. Lakers, no exception. The idea is LeBron set to take less for a big star name to come in. Three guys were mentioned. Klay, gone. Harden, gone. Jonas Valanciunas, what? Also gone. DeMar DeRozan is seemingly the only name left where this would qualify. Even if the Lakers get that deal done, there would be more moves that must be made. The Lakers, again, missing out on Klay, I guess because of state taxes, is tough, but it shouldn't be the end of the world. This front office has to get some things done. They're trying to see about the Lauri Markkanen availability. They, along with the Golden State Warriors, are two of the top teams that are often mentioned. The Warriors put in a nightmarish spot due to the LA Clippers. This all begins with the fact that Paul George is now a Philadelphia 76er. The big move overnight, I mean, past 3 in the morning here on the East Coast, PG announces, or well, it's announced that Paul George is going to Philly to team up with Joel Embiid and newly extended Tyrese Maxey to try and form another true contender in the East. And evaluating the Sixers can be difficult. Ultimately, this was a no-brainer move. This is what the Sixers were planning on when they didn't lock into James Harden long-term, is having enough money to make this type of move. And to the Sixers' credit, they did. At times, having space doesn't necessarily make things easy. They bring in a guy who is still a strong two-way option and can space the floor and create his own. Paul George is one of the most malleable players we've ever seen. There isn't really a starting five he doesn't fit on or wouldn't crack all in all. So for the Sixers, this is a great move. And it's been reflected in the title price. It's now underneath 9-1. at some shops, this team has the second best price of anyone from the Eastern Conference, typically pushing still behind Denver for the third best odds overall. But the Sixers still come down to Embiid. Joel Embiid last year played 39 regular season games for Philly. They went 31-8 in those games. It was a 65-win pace. The Celtics last year won 64 games. No, I'm not telling you it's fair to take Embiid, roll it over 82, and, oh, the Sixers would have been the one seed. No, but they damn sure would have been the two seed if Embiid stayed even semi-healthy. But that's not even the point there still. When you look at this plus 850 NBA title price, do you trust Joel Embiid to stay healthy enough to go on that type of run? If the answer is yes, you're honestly probably just better off betting that MVP number at plus 600. Because again, the record will be there. The statistics will be there. That is the hesitation that remains for me with Philadelphia. And it's a tough frustration to know that Joel Embiid is talented enough, but not trust that he will be available enough. Let's take a look at the Eastern Conference as a whole. And if you were right now trying to find some value, where could it be? Boston remains the favorite. The Sixers and the Knicks are the big movers. Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks in the Eastern Conference are still getting respect right now when you look at where everything stacks up in the East. And then we have a big drop-off for that conference market. Teams like the Orlando Magic, who picked up KCP. A team like the Cavaliers, who are still somewhat in flux. Even a team like the Miami Heat, who so often were always mentioned in this class, haven't been able to make the kind of moves that many were hoping and thinking that they would be able to. So now you have a situation where the market here has tiered things off. Boston tier one all by themselves, Sixers, Knicks, and Bucks inside what would be categorized as tier two. And then again, it is just a big drop here with the Pacers kind of rounding out that third tier of team. How about the Western Conference pricing right now? The Denver Nuggets still hold strong as the favorites, the value of having the best player in the world. But that gap with Oklahoma City closing. Isaiah Hartenstein, the latest move made by the Thunder. And this is a team that just keeps making great moves. 57-win ball club. You get better with the youth just getting older. And there's every reason to believe that this team will challenge for not just the Western Conference Finals appearance, but really an NBA championship all in all. Minnesota still getting respect, as with Dallas. And then we drop off. The most interesting of these teams, and again, we'll wait for the dust to settle, does to some degree feel like Phoenix, because the roster that was booked well in this tier is still largely there. But to just quickly key in on Golden State and the Clippers, what in the world? The Warriors have every reason to hate the Clippers forever. They offered up multiple picks, Kuminga, Moody, Wiggins, to get a deal done with PG. And that deal would have put Golden State in this tier. I don't have a question about it. I don't. And the Clippers, you know where they would be? Probably better than this. And instead they lost him for nothing, being stubborn, because they didn't want the Warriors to be good. An odd move all in all from the LA Clippers. With that, though, the Warriors are arguably still getting too much respect. The 10th seed, who strikes out on Paul George, and they were not able to bring in, they were not able to keep Klay Thompson. They got worse. How many teams that were in front of Golden State got worse? Denver, because they lost KCP, fair. Did it close the gap? Obviously not. And the Clippers, again, sure. But are the Warriors the seventh best team in the West? The evidence is not really there.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Unless they, and again, if, along with a couple of other teams here, can make the move for Lauri Markkanen. A lot to get to on tonight's card. We'll hit the slate next as Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back right here, Game Time Decisions. Let's get to tonight's card. We'll talk with Coach James Young in just a little bit here on the show. We mentioned the quick pick already. I want to mention it again because it is coming up shortly. 6:45, Nationals, Mets, the James Wood debut that a lot of baseball fans are excited about. He will be batting sixth tonight in this lineup. One of the top prospects in all of baseball. Lefty bat makes the debut against a lefty. Well, good thing David Peterson struggles against lefties this year, allowing a .296 batting average. I know it's only the one home run, but that home run it comes in such a limited sample size. Wood has power, so if he could get one over the fence tonight, it wouldn't stun. 1.5 hits, runs, RBI at +120. If you want to go with something a little more certain, a little more expensive, C.J. Abrams, 1.5 hits, runs, RBI is at -130, and certainly an understandable play as well. Earlier today, the Astros beat the Blue Jays 3-1. Toronto still just not inspiring a lot of confidence. We'll see what kind of moves, if any, they do make when the deadline comes up. The other game on tonight's card comes to us from Coors Field. It's Rockies Brewers. And I'm going to play, and it's not a market I've really been involved with a ton, but going to get involved with here. It's a first five team total for the Rockies. This is at 2.5, -120 juice. On this year, but this is something that, we're always honest here. I played earlier in the day when Bryce Wilson was on the mound. We've got Rob Zanstre, probably not correct. Let's call it what it is. Now listed as the starter. We have seen Milwaukee, though, use openers, and then occasionally you'll just see Wilson kind of check in for the second. So that's fine, right? I, though, typically don't like to deal with games that have openers. So would this be on the card if I, at the time of placing the wager, knew that this is how they were going to run? Maybe not, but I'm still okay with it there. The Rockies, of course, Coors, big-time total. I'm willing to fade, but it does cut into one of the innings in which I was looking to fade Bryce Wilson. WNBA, I do think you've got a really nice spot for the Connecticut Sun here against the Phoenix Mercury. However, I do not want to make a habit of fading Phoenix at home. This team did just lose a home game to the Fever. I think you could easily argue the Fever's best victory of the season. Major, major comeback-style performance, trailed by as many as 15 in that game. But what you did see was some high-scoring hoop and it's what we've come to expect from the Phoenix Mercury. I know I've talked about it a lot, and that is specifically at home. So while the Sun number, which was 2.5 and has been bet up to 3, is somewhat tempting, I'm playing over 157.5. If the Sun are going to take advantage here tonight, I think their offense is going to have to step up. It's one of the reasons that this team is going through their worst stretch of basketball all year. Not only losers of 3 out of 4, but the one victory was an overtime win without a cover against the Washington Mystics. So I think you're looking at a spot where the Sun should step up, but it's also bounce back style for Phoenix, who are 7-3 straight up this season at home. I'm playing over. No action for me, but later tonight, Seattle laying double digits once again to the Dallas Wings, who continue to lose basketball games. The main stuff tonight for a lot of people potentially could be Team USA, Copa America. Just to set the stage as to what's on the line here. If you've been locked into the Euros, and we did see the favorites advance today in France and Portugal, another own goal helped France get through 1-0, and then scoreless actually had to go to penalties for Portugal in their matchup. And Ronaldo, who missed a penalty, made one in the penalty period. It all worked out. But one of the reasons I really bring that up is the formats are different because you send 16 teams through at Euro 2024, you only send 8 through at Copa America. So for the U.S., the only way to advance is to finish first or second in this group. It's they could finish first. They'd have to beat Uruguay by 4 goals, though. I don't think that's going to happen. Now, a draw could be enough. They are presently up on Panama in goal differential. They are. But Panama is a comfortably bigger favorite tonight over Bolivia than the U.S. are, slightly favored in their match with Uruguay. The play for me, over 4.5 cards in U.S. Uruguay at -110. Coach James Young, around the corner, it's a Monday night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here, SportsGrid Live with you, Kevin Walsh, on a Monday night. And as the baseball board is light tonight, it is certainly going to be chock full for us tomorrow on a Dinger Tuesday. Excited to get into the mix. If I may, though, bring up one more baseball item. And I am sure... Oh, I'm not here tomorrow. Oh, wow. I won't see you until Saturday. Guess what? I'll still be working a little bit. So, but also, hopefully you have some time off. And I love you, and I'll tweet you MLB Play of the Days. And I'll be in the mix Dinger Tuesday. You have my word. You have my word. All right? Now, if I do that, right, if I help you, can you help me? You the people. Can someone else bet Paul Skeens to win Cy Young? I mean, what are we doing? I can't figure this out for the life of me. Every time, you know, close personal friend of mine at this point, Paul Skeens, takes the mound, I go and check his Cy Young price and I on FanDuel, and I don't know what I'm seeing. Paul Skeens was 35-1 on DraftKings, right? Currently 75-1 on FanDuel. And DraftKings moved him down to 30. They're like, oh my, all right, we've seen enough, right? Skeens is still sitting there at 75-1. And allow me to quickly dive into my war bag. Because for those who will say, well, Skeens has not pitched enough or will not be able to pitch enough, at the moment, tied for 10th in wins above replacement for pitchers in the National League is Paul Skeens. I've been talking about this portion of the Skeens wager for a week and a half or 2 weeks now. When I placed the Paul Skeens Cy Young bet, I swore up and down I would always cash out. I don't think he has any chance of winning. I no longer feel that. The Cy Young market is so weak in the National League right now. Ronaldo Lopez leads in WAR at a 3. Ranger, Suarez is a 2-9. Guess who you can't find in the top 10? The favorite in Zach Wheeler, which is preposterous. Whether you like war or not, whether you do or not, it is crazy for that to be the case. Tariq Skubal is at least third. Garrett Crochet is second. Seth Lugo is first. So that's just where things are right now. I cannot believe that there are still Paul Skeen 75-1s out there for NL Cy Young. But if we're talking futures, we're talking basketball, we're talking to Coach James Young. JY, great to have you here on a Monday night with so much going on basketball-wise. And there are so many things that have been going on in the NBA landscape that we're going to get into. I don't want to get there yet, because I thought we had a huge result in the WNBA yesterday, and we've got two games tonight. Now, let's start with one of the games tonight, then we'll get to the result. Phoenix, Connecticut, the Mercury off that Fever loss at home are catching three now from the Sun, who have been playing some bad basketball over their last four games. Total 157.5. Are you locking in anything for this game?
Yeah, I'm actually going to do something I don't think I would normally do. Is I'm going to take them in a rebound spot. I'm going to take the points. I think the Phoenix Mercury team got caught in the third quarter. We'll get to the game yesterday. And obviously a big Kelsey Mitchell three. I think about 30, 40 seconds left to give them the lead. So I think this is a game where I like the underdog. I like the Phoenix Mercury to get it done tonight. I just don't like what I've seen, Kevin, to be honest with you, out of Connecticut as of late. And to me, it doesn't matter if it's home or road. When they're playing these better teams in the W, they're starting to struggle a little bit. They've lost their last game. They're 6-4 their last 10. So I think this is a spot where anytime you see them in a big spot, right, if you think about their losses, at Las Vegas, at Seattle, they barely beat Washington. Probably should have lost Washington. By the way, the Mystics are playing much better right now. And then they lost to Atlanta at home. I know this is a bounce back spot, back to back for Phoenix, but I'm going to take the Mercury. I got a feeling the Mercury pulled this one out. I heard you before. It's crazy that, and you're right, if Connecticut's going to win, Kevin, I think they have to run, which is everything anti-Connecticut, because you have a team on a back to back. Brittany Griner, older. Tarazi, 41. Like, you should want to get this game up and down a little bit if I'm Connecticut. So I see your play on taking the over. I'm just going to take the Phoenix Mercury to win tonight.
I think it's a sharp play, Coach. I really, really do. I like the angle there. Before we get to Seattle-Dallas, the Mercury and the loss to the Fever. And I don't know if I'm overreacting. I think it was a super important result. This Fever team, getting a win like that on the road against the Mercury, I think it's arguably their best win. But the way it happened, down 15, storm back. Caitlin didn't have her best stuff as far as scoring the basketball, but 15, 12, and 9, nearly the first ever triple-double for a WNBA rookie in league history. But also getting step-ups across the board. Kelsey Mitchell played great ball. Aaliyah Boston with a 17-point night. Nelissa Smith with the double-double. What did you make of the Fever's 88-82 comeback last night?
It was the perfect thing for a team that needed to know, and it's been better as of late, that we don't need Caitlin to go off scoring in order to win games. Yes, she didn't shoot the ball well, neither did Tarazi, but I thought that the way she played within the game, getting people involved. You and I talked about this, Kevin, weeks ago, and this is why I always joke around that, like, unlike most people in sports gambling, Kevin and I actually know what we're talking about with the WNBA, because, you know, we kind of understand basketball and we kind of watch the game. We said it. When Aaliyah Boston turned the corner, this season will turn the corner, because her ability to score the pick and roll, the ability to put so much pressure downhill, that what does it do, Kevin? It opens up everyone else. So if you look at that box score, Melissa Smith with a double-double, you know, Kelsey Mitchell had a bomb three, 3-6 from three. Like, they got some points off the bench. I thought it was as big of a win for them as possible. Because, Kevin, when we talked about this road trip, right, I said before the road trip they had to win two, right? And the one I thought they should have gotten, they should have got two, was Chicago. So when they lost that game, I'm like, oh, no, here we go. Seattle, there's a loss. Then it's Phoenix, Vegas, New York. Then Washington, who's playing better, Phoenix, Minnesota, until they play Dallas right before they go for the break. That's not an easy schedule, K-Dub. So this game was pivotal for their psyche, for their confidence, and now they go on the road to end the road trip with house money, with a team that's playing better with the point guard. But if they get all these other parts, Kevin, to score the ball and do everything else needed, you got to say you think that they could, there's a chance they could be in the game with Vegas. I'm going to say win it, but at least be in the game for a half, maybe shorten the game, then who knows, maybe steal it in the end. You never know.
I also just think it's important to note that this basketball team was 1-8.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're 8-12. I'm not saying 8-12 is great, but they've now won. They're 7-4. And that 11-game window is bigger than the 1-8, 9-game window. JY, because then we're going to really dive into all this NBA stuff mm-hmm. here. Any action for you in Seattle and Dallas?
Dallas is bad. I mean, Dallas is bad. And Seattle is playing better basketball. To me, it's all about, I mean, which Jewel Lloyd shows up, the one that gives you 30 or the one that misses 30 shots. Pick your.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Poison for that team. But when they are scoring, they've won three straight, including winning double digits, and just beat Dallas by 21 a couple of nights ago, I think they get it done. Dallas plays no defense. Give me Seattle minus a point.
All right there. So coach is going to rock with the favorite in Seattle on the Mercury plus the points. I am on the over in Sun Mercury. We come back. Paul George, how big of a deal is it? We'll talk next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back right here, Game Time Decisions. We're going to pop this thing off with Paul George to the Philadelphia 76ers. The biggest free agent signing lands with Philly, which was kind of expected, maybe strong, but talked about, thought could be the case when they refused to give Harden the money that allegedly Daryl Morey had promised. We knew this type of event, this cap space would be available, and they were able to bring in Paul George. Coach, what's your take on everything?
I think for Philadelphia, if Paul George can stay healthy with Joel Embiid, That's as lethal of a 1-2-3 combo you can have with Tyrese Maxey. I don't think people understand how good of a player Paul George is. And now he is at times, Kevin, ready? The third option. A guy that can shoot the ball 40% from three, who can stretch the floor, but can create his own shot. So now when you take JoJo off the floor, you still have Maxey and PG on the floor together. So I think what you'll see at Nick Nurse is at all times, Kevin, two out of three of them will be on the floor, and that will make them extremely dangerous. You see the odds. Obviously, they've jumped the Knicks to 4-1, and I'll be honest with you, even as a Knicks fan, their top three is better than New York's. If they stay healthy, they're right there with New York. Now, seven-game series, you never know, health, so on and so forth, but the Knicks have questions with health. OG misses a ton of time every year. Randall missed half the year. Mitchell Robinson can't stay healthy. Hartenstein went to Oklahoma City. So there's questions in New York. And I can understand this team being 4-1. I will say this. I don't know what the hell Steve Ballmer's doing. If you gave Paul George the fourth year, he's going back. So you don't give him 4 years, but you give James Harden $35 million a year? Like, I don't, if you're going to kind of start over with the Derrick Joneses, with some of these other guys that they've gotten, then start over. It's like they're starting over, but they're not. They're winning, but they're trying to set themselves up for the future. I don't get what Steve Ballmer is doing. I think they've made themselves nothing but a middling franchise, and that's the worst thing you could be, especially in the West.
All right, let's handle the Clippers portion of it. What I would say, the Harden contract will end up looking all right when he plays 40 games by himself because Kawhi's not healthy. What I do think is the best point made, though, the sticking point of the amount of years the Clippers knew was a problem, right, before he opted out. They had the opportunity to trade him to Golden State before the opt-out, because it's what PG wanted, because he did want to stay on the West Coast. So once you refused to trade him to Golden State and give him 4 years, you signed up to lose him for nothing, and that is exactly what happened, which is a disaster. So a great point by Coach. You said that they have a better big three than the Knicks. Depth matters, but they have the best big three in basketball, including the Boston Celtics. The problem is the health. And that's where, when we take this into the futures market, Coach, I don't think there's any world I'll have a futures ticket on Philadelphia until, unless it's like, hey, JY, they're down 1-0 in the conference finals, and I'm now willing to make a wager. Because, and just use Embiid against Tatum. I think it's just, the better basketball player, right, in a single game is Joel Embiid. But Tatum's postseason career runs circles around Embiid. It just does. And there was a period of time where we were wondering even if Joel would impact postseason winning enough, and how much, like he was great against the Knicks, but he wasn't healthy, and it's just, it's all a lot. So, and that's, and look, PG has health concerns as well. And it's a great move, Coach, but I won't have bets on this team because the main guy has never been able to stay healthy enough to get even near the finish line. He's never been to the conference finals.
Yeah, and I think that's the issue. And I think Kevin, you make a great point. The only other point I would make is if Philadelphia goes into a tailspin, let's say middle of the year, right, because Joel misses 15, 20 games, and you see their odds to win the East go to like 10-1, then I would be like, okay, there's value there, because if I know I get Joel back by the end of the year and they can make a run, that's the case. But to me, you know, it's there's still a lot left to be desired on what they do with the bench. I mean, listen, I like Andre Drummond. I think he's a quality backup. Here comes the Drummond rule, which, by the way, they need to fix that foul away from the ball. It's an intentional foul. Get rid of the rule. Intentional foul, one shot and the ball every time you do it. I don't care if he misses 48 free throws, foul the whole damn team out. I hate that rule. Eric Gordon, he's going to help, but he's old as you know what. You know, the thing about the Knicks is they're going to miss Hartenstein. I'm sure we'll get to the next subject. You love the Sixers and the Knicks. The Sixers have 3 out of the 4 best players. But then New York may have the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. Is that enough? Their depth can overtake that. That's what you have to think about. Either way, I don't think Boston is a slam dunk favorite anymore because you have one team that's got the offensive firepower to beat you, and you have the team that may have the 2, 3, and D wings to defend you. It ain't going to be as easy as people think for Boston next year to repeat in the East.
I think the way I see it is Boston is still the clear favorite. Their high end depth is still the best in basketball. But if by chance they happen to play any of these teams and the opponent is healthy, it will be a significantly bigger challenge. But you know that if, by the way, if you look at the conference, right, Philly, the Knicks, and Milwaukee, all struggled with health in this postseason.
Mm-hmm.
So. Again, that's why Boston's price is going to stay the way it is, and I think it's going to be interesting to see how many people are willing to challenge Boston in the futures market with title prices or even Eastern Conference prices all in all. We know it's been very difficult to go back-to-back.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
Back hasn't happened since Durant's Warriors, and that was Durant's Warriors. Nevertheless, we'll talk some Golden State, some Lakers, some Clay here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back right here. Let's talk Klay Thompson, coach. The Mavericks make a move. They made the NBA Finals. They felt they needed more. How do you assess Klay Thompson to Dallas?
I think it makes complete and total sense, Kev. We've talked about it. They got beat in the Finals. Main reason, they got outshot. They got outpointed at the three-point line. And the ability to shoot the three and defend the three becomes really important. Now, what you do with Klay Thompson is this. Is he the Klay of, 2015? No. But can he be catch-and-shoot Klay, where you just put him on the wing and you got a Kyrie look of first side, second side, you stick Klay in the corner, or you run him off some screens at some point? I think this opens up so many driving lanes for Luke and Kyrie, which then make them extremely dangerous. I also think that makes Derek Lively dangerous now at the dunk spot. Because Kevin, where are you coming with the help, right? Where's the help coming from, right? And especially the fact that P.J. Washington showed himself to be a decent three-point shooter in the corner once he got to Dallas. I think this makes him so much better. Kevin, I never thought he was going to the Lakers. because I don't think Golden State was going to be like, yeah, go down the block. Go there. Go to L.A. Go with LeBron. And watch LeBron maybe win himself another title. I don't think he was ever going there. I always thought when I heard Dallas that that was going to be the spot for him. Also, Kevin, big thing, finance teacher, business major, no state income tax. Who has the highest income tax rate in the nation? California. Who has no income tax, state income tax? Texas. He keeps about 9% more of his money.
So I think ultimately, although I do think it's odd because the income tax stuff doesn't get talked about sometimes, I feel, to the way that you would expect. But if I'm, and I'm assuming more admittedly than kind of putting the numbers in, I think Clay wanted the biggest deal possible, and if basically the state income tax made the Mavericks money more than the Lakers money, I think that's why he went to Dallas. He just went for the most money. Now, the Lakers didn't get a move done. It feels, Coach, like the only big name signing on the board would be DeMar, and I don't know how you feel about that fit. How do you feel about the Lakers right now after striking out on Klay Thompson?
I think DeMar is intriguing. Catch-and-shoot guy, needs a little iso ball. I got to see what you got to send back to Chicago in return. I also wonder, do you take a swing, really low-hanging fruit, on Zach LaVine? Zach LaVine, the Chicago folks are trying to attach a first-round pick, and they can't get him out the building. Could Zach LaVine be the shot maker creator that could play next to LeBron? Now, you're going to sacrifice some of the young kids' playing time. Could you go three-guard lineup? You know, what do you need back? I am one of those people that I'm a little bit more on LaVine than others. Either you get him out of Chicago, you get him away from Billy Donovan. I still think he's an effective scorer when he's surrounded with the right cast, and he's not the number one or number two scoring option.
Chris Haynes reported that the Warriors turned down Chris Paul and Andrew Wiggins for Zach LaVine. They waived Chris Paul, and they don't want Andrew Wiggins.
Dumb.
Forget how crazy I think that is. And Zach LaVine is now more than free. You get additional bonus pieces if you bring in Zach LaVine. I don't think it's misguided to suggest that bringing LaVine in could almost be the bottom end of it for the Lakers. There definitely are health concerns. JY, so many other moves that have been made. Isaiah Hartenstein, OKC. Jonas Valanciunas made the move to Washington. Anything else that we didn't get to today that you wanted to mention quickly?
I think it's amazing. I thought that KCP got way too much money. Forgot he makes $10 million a year. And then I saw how bad Orlando shot the ball. And I said, 40% shooter? That makes sense. You know why? Klay didn't want to go there. And obviously PG-13 didn't want to go there. Next guy was up was KCP. He cashed up, cashed out. Same thing for Hartenstein. Sometimes you got to move on to get big paychecks. Good for them.
I think KCP allows Orlando to have dreams of an elite, elite defense. Look, he's not like an otherworldly shooter, though. That offense still could be brutal if Paolo does not make some big steps forward, and that might not even be enough. Great stuff, Coach. We're talking the U.S. Men's National Team next.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.